Quiet Mind, Day 76, Instant Freedom, Lasting Change. Let go of your pain body by seeing it clearly and stepping into presence. How long does it take to get rid of my pain body? That's the million-dollar question. And the answer? Technically forever. And also, no time at all. It's not about how long it takes to erase your pain body like a bad tattoo. It's about how quickly you can stop identifying with it. And that, thankfully, can happen in an instant. When that storm of negative emotion starts brewing, all you need is a moment of clarity to think, ah, this is the pain body. That little spark of recognition is like yanking the plug on a noisy appliance. Suddenly, it doesn't run your life. Sure, the pain might still linger in the background like a sulky cat, but it's no longer at the controls. Sometimes it'll try to sneak back in and trick you into feeding it with angry thoughts or dramatic stories, but now you're wise to its game. The key? Accept what you're feeling without making yourself a problem. The ego loves turning pain into identity. I'm broken. I'm a mess. Why can't I just be normal? But awareness followed by acceptance is your off-ramp from all that. Feel what you feel. Don't fight it. Let it pass through. That's wholeness. That's presence. So who are you really? Most people would give you a resume. I'm Karen, a dental hygienist who loves salsa dancing and owns 3 cats. Others might go deeper. I'm an eternal soul having a human experience. But these are all still concepts, props in the mind's play. Who you are isn't a story. It's not even something you can describe. It's something you are. The still, spacious awareness underneath all the mental chatter and emotional weather. Here's a good test. What upsets you? What can ruin your day? The bigger your reaction, the smaller your self-concept. If you believe you're infinite, then a flat tire isn't an existential crisis. If a canceled lunch date sends you spiraling, it's not because it's important, it's because you think you are small and needy and the world just confirmed it. We often tell ourselves lovely stories like, I just want peace. Then the phone rings with bad news, and poof, you're no longer peace-loving spirit you. You're upset and annoyed. What really matters isn't what you say what matters. It's how you react when life doesn't go your way. That's your teacher right there. Here's another ego booby trap. Thinking other people are the problem. When you look at someone and see only their flaws, you're not seeing them. You're seeing your own ego mirrored back. Real awareness doesn't react to the ego in others. It sees through it. You'll know you're growing when you stop mistaking others' unconsciousness for identity and your own as well. No one can tell you who you are. If they do, they're just giving you another costume. True self-realization doesn't come from knowing more about your childhood trauma or digging up past lives like buried treasure. That's knowing about yourself, not knowing yourself. It's helpful, sure, but don't confuse the map with the territory. Many people define themselves by what's happening in their life. Money, love, stress, status, that's all content. But content is fleeting. Real life, the life you are, is the consciousness that holds it all. If your idea of who you are is built on content, it will feel fragile and lackful. You'll be chasing validation, love, money, meaning, believing it's all out there. But what if you stopped waiting to receive and started giving instead? Whatever you think the world owes you, give it. Be the source. Want love? Give love. Need recognition? Appreciate someone else. It's not fake it till you make it. It's tapping into what you already are. Abundance. Outflow always determines inflow. And if you don't feel abundant, step outside. Smell the flowers. Taste your food. Feel the sun. Life is already pouring itself out in outrageous generosity. Recognizing that is how your inner richness wakes up. Even a smile to a stranger is an outflow of energy that says, I have something to give. And guess what? You do. Knowing yourself means knowing you're not your story, not your bank balance, not your trauma file, not your anxious thoughts or reactive emotions. You are the vast stillness behind it all. That's not an idea, that's presence, and it's always right here.